going on with Sterling Shepard, because I know he got hurt, left the field today, carted off the field because he couldn't walk off on his own power or be helped off. That was the last I saw this morning, Brady.
Bad news for the Giants' star wide receiver. He led the league last year, 8 touchdowns. It's a slot receiver, most in the NFL. Leaves practice today. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, he gave the update.
And what we know, Andrew, is that doctors were looking at his ankle. Seemed he came down hard on his ankle at some point, really early on in practice, then was eventually carted off. Do not know if he was actually in tears or how serious it was, although it is being treated very, very seriously with good reason. This is one of the Giants' bright, young, rising stars. So when they pair with Odell Beckham and, of course, now Brandon Marshall in the receiving corps, so when they have very high hopes for, obviously want to have a dynamic receiver group now, and so much of the plans for this offense revolve around these three guys, about Marshall and Beckham and now Shepard. We don't know much. Ben McAdoo is going to address this after practice. We just know that doctors were looking at his left ankle as he was carted off.
So what would you call Shepard? The third wide receiver? The third down wide receiver?
No, he's a slot wide receiver.
The slot wide receiver. But you do have Marshall. You do have Beckham. Ingram's going to be the tight end. That hurts. It doesn't hurt. Look, not going to say it ruins the season or anything like that, like a star running back or a star quarterback. You certainly can overcome something like that, especially because it is a wide receiver and a slot wide receiver. I believe you could probably pick somebody up on the waiver wire when it's all said and done.
Not that is the player that Shepard is. I mean, he led the league in touchdowns from the slot last year. Now, Jordan Ronan covers the Giants for ESPN. He says optimism from sources that Shepard has a low ankle sprain. They're waiting for swelling to subside for the final verdict. Now, that is good news. The high ankle sprain is the one that puts you on the shelf for, 4 to 6 weeks in some cases.
Was this a contact drill or just him making a cut?
It was a pass to the end zone in which he jumped for the ball and came down. They described it as a basketball. Ben McAdoo said it's a basketball style rule.
You know the type of basket where you go up and you come down and the ankle tweaks. You know what I'm talking?
That's the worst.
And you're hopeless because you're coming down on that foot and there's nothing you can stop. Nothing to grab onto.
Now, again, Ronan says optimism. It's a low ankle sprain, so I don't know what that would mean. I'm not going to play doctor, but it looked like it wouldn't be overly serious. But I think this move shows you two things, or I think this news shows you two things. One, how important now is the signing of Brandon Marshall? Because if you did lose Sterling Shepard for any amount of time, whether it's for this injury or any other injury, you need to have more than just Odell Beckham, and they have that now with Marshall. They do have some depth in that wide receiver position. And two, to me, now I really do want to see Evan Ingram. I've been excited about this kid, this tight end out of Ole Miss they draft in the first round. How versatile can he be? Can he be a guy that acts as a wide receiver playing at the tight end position? Seeing Shepard out, I have to imagine at least a few days, at the very least, maybe longer, gives me a chance to see more of Ingram.
Let me tell you how I look at it, Brady. See, this is how my twisted mind looks at things. What's the last thing now that the Giants can afford now that this happened?
An injury to Odell Beckham Jr.
Any injury, all right? Any injury. I don't care if it's a backup kicker. They're saying to themselves, don't get another injury. Don't play these guys in the preseason. Bet against the Giants in every preseason game. I'm serious. I'm not kidding around, Brady. I'm not kidding around. That's how my sick, twisted mind. I'm betting against the Giants. I think they play Pittsburgh the first preseason game of the year. Watching their first preseason game. Watch and see. I go against them if I win.